Yes, I'm Christoph, sitting here in Munich, in the middle of Germany, or let's say in the south of Germany, and I'm very happy that I have the opportunity to share these thoughts with you. And as we heard before, it's all about healing. It's all about healing. And it's especially, really especially, and in the first place, all about healing our minds, healing in our minds, because the healing of our bodies always is sort of in the second place. Our bodies, in case they are sick or very ill, are just sort of indicating to us that something must have gone wrong in terms of our attitude. And so our bodies actually are very good, helpful instruments to show us very precisely where something might have gone wrong, and through the Course in Miracles we can learn to change what has gone wrong into something that's really working well and working all for us and for our next ones. I would like to read a very rather early lesson from the Course, which is so tremendously helpful. Also, in case we are sick, or in case we feel depressed, or in case things aren't going well in our lives. It's lesson 41, and it reads, God goes with me wherever I go. God goes with me wherever I go. This means unconditional love goes with me wherever I go. My Source goes with me or flows with me wherever I go. Today's idea will eventually overcome completely the sense of loneliness and abandonment all the separated ones experience. All the separated ones, this is all the people who believe they're all on their own, they're all alone, they have no help accompanying them. Depression is an inevitable consequence of separation, of feeling separated. So are anxiety, worry, a deep sense of helplessness, misery, suffering, and intense fear of loss. The separated ones have invented many cures for what they believe to be the ills of the world. But one thing they do not do is to question the reality of the problem. Yet its effects cannot be cured because the problem is not real. This idea for today has the power to end all this foolishness forever. And foolishness it is, despite the serious and tragic forms it may take. Deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the world. Deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the world. It will cure all sorrow and pain and fear and loss, because it will heal the mind that thought these things were real and suffered out of its allegiance to them. You can never be deprived of your perfect holiness, because its source, the source of holiness, goes with you wherever you go. You can never suffer, because the source of all joy goes with you wherever you go. And the source goes with you, goes with us, whether we realize that or not. You can never be alone. You can never be alone, because the source of all life goes with you wherever you go. Nothing can destroy your peace of mind, because God goes with you wherever you go. So this is a really tremendously helpful exercise lesson, which we can indeed use like a mantra if we wish. We can just sort of really allow ourselves to plunge into the meaning of these words. We can just shove our doubts and our criticism and our fears aside just for this half an hour now, and just try to feel this fact that our source is going along with us wherever we are going. this source is not only going along with us, it's going along with everybody, with every being. What really makes God God is the fact that He is always accessible. Always. And the access to God is a very easy one, actually. As we learn through the Course in Miracles, all we have to do in order to experience Him, her, is to become conscious of all those dark, unhappy thoughts that are running around through our minds, and just to allow them, to allow Holy Spirit to take them away. And then, of course, we realize, and this can happen very immediately, that some highly energetic power or stream of life is there, running through us. And then if we close our eyes, we might also be able to see this like an inner light of some kind. Like a feeling of not being burdened, of lightness. And it's exactly this lightness that we so often lack when we experience ourselves as ill. So really the best thing we can do in case we're ill is just to try to remember this original lightness of life, this lightness of ourselves. And it doesn't matter if we're not able to feel it, if we're not able to feel it, we can just think of it and try to put our concentration on it. For instance, by just thinking this word, lightness, lightness, lightness. Life is supposed to be something very, very light and easy and not difficult and happy. Or we say a sentence like this beautiful lesson God goes with me, God goes with me wherever I go. Whether I'm sitting in a subway or in a car or in a wheelchair, or whether I'm jogging around or whatever, whether I'm in my office or in my church or in a restaurant or wherever, or in prison or in a hospital or on my deathbed, God goes with me wherever I go. This love, this source, which is really outside of time and space, even though it is very well flowing through time and space, if we allow it to do so. This source, it's just something we have to learn somehow to open up for. And the Course in Miracles is really one of the most beautiful and one of the clearest paths that I know of that can help us extremely to do so. So let's just put a little focus on our breathing and just watch how our breath is streaming through us. Whatever we might believe this us means, and just allow our breath to connect with this thought. God goes with me wherever I go. God goes with me wherever I go. This eternal source of happiness, of freedom, of strength and power, and of intelligence, and of insight, and of relaxation. Goes with me, flows with me, wherever I am. This is a thought that can be very, very helpful also in case of, say, sudden panic attacks. I experienced that once when I had a sort of a heavy vertigo and really almost went nuts because I was so afraid that my own disease would be coming up again or becoming much worse again. And I had all those fear thoughts that were really holding my mind in their grip. And fortunately, in this moment, I thought of this very lesson. God goes with me wherever I go. I don't know where it came from, but it felt like a little flash bulb, like a light, like a little light somewhere in this heavy cloud of darkness and fear. And I really clung to this thought, God goes with me wherever I go. I sort of held on to the light that this thought is trying to convey. And then some other thoughts from the Course in Miracles popped up in this darkness. And one that I remember was I am the light of the world, which I never understood actually, but it popped up anyway. So I held on to this thought just as well. I don't have to understand something that is offering me help. I just have to hold on to it, really. And so I held on to this thought, I am the light of the world, just as well. God goes with me wherever I go. I am the light of the world. And there were some other thoughts from the Course, which I don't remember presently, but I somehow, pretty soon actually, there was this relaxing, sort of an inner relaxing, and it was late in the evening already, and I was in bed already, and I just fell asleep. And when I woke up a few hours later, it was still before dawn, this entire fear attack, including this vertigo, it was gone. And I was able to get out of my bed, and I went out to the terrace that was somewhere in Egypt at that time, and I looked at this red sea, and the light gradually crept in, and I felt such tremendous thankfulness. So really, in case we're in a hospital or things are going wrong in our lives, we can just take this situation as a chance to focus on really helpful thoughts. And one of the most helpful thoughts from the Course in Miracles for me, because it's so easy to remember, probably, is God goes with me wherever I go. And instead of, say, trying to figure out what I should do to become healthy again, and whether I should go see this doctor now, or whether what the hell has gone wrong in my life, why the hell am I in this situation now? Why do I really deserve that? Instead of all these ego thoughts that are just there to keep me separated and in despair, we can just as well use this situation of this present say, disease or this present difficult situation, and just really use it as a wonderful opportunity that we have offered ourselves to really focus on something that really helps, and focus on it right now, and focus on it unwaveringly. And this is something, and I'm certain everyone can do. It's just the question of whether people have this information or not, and it's also the question of whether they just apply this information or not. Applying these thoughts from the Course is such a tremendously important thing. Because it's in the through the application that we realize there really is truth in that. This is not just esoteric gobbledygook, or this is really something that is really trying to help me. Yes, and let us just connect our breathing, the breathing we experience within us, with this thought. Let's just sort of, for a little while, breathe these thoughts all the way throughout our entire system. God goes with me. God goes with me wherever I go. This wonderful heavenly source of all life goes with me wherever I go. We can really allow our breath to carry this information, this thought, throughout our entire system, throughout our entire mind, and throughout our entire bodily experience. Okay, I do have these pains now. But God goes with me wherever I go. And put our focus on this thought instead of putting it on our pain. And this will certainly help relieve the pain. And relieve the contraction. And relieve the fear and the anxiety. And relieve suffering. As Jesus says so often throughout this course, it's so important really to do this again and again. Because somehow, all of us got those negativity recordings running in our minds. And they're not so easy to stop. Because we think they are part of life. And we repeated them for how many decades? So it takes a certain amount of effort, especially in the beginning, I suppose, to really apply a good thought like that, and not to stop applying it just because, say, after half an hour or after a day or after a week, we realize, or we see, well, that didn't really help me. I still feel so sick, or I still have those problems. It wouldn't be very wise to just let go of this rope of God, this rope that He is trying to pull us out of our problems and our diseases, just because it doesn't work immediately. Usually the only reason it doesn't work immediately is because with one hand we hold on to this rope of God and of love and of relief and of healing, and with the other hand we still hold on to this rope that is trying to pull us down, this rope of the ego. Eventually we just have to really hold on with both hands only to this rope of God, and that's when it really will start to bring about pretty quick results. We just have to be really honest with ourselves and just just see how much we might still be clinging to this rope of negativity. And then sooner or later, when we really let this rope of negativity go and hold on with both our hands to this rope of God, rope of the divine, that's when our healing will really gain momentum and speed. God goes with me wherever I go. How can I be alone when God always goes with me? How can I be doubtful and unsure of myself when perfect certainty abides in Him? How can I be disturbed by anything when He rests in me in absolute peace? How can I suffer when love and joy surround me through Him? Let me not cherish illusions about myself. I am perfect because God goes with me wherever I go. So in case any one of you listening might be sick or ill or in a difficult situation, allow this thought really to unfold deeply within you. And concentrate on this thought just again and again. Really, just again and again. Hold on to this rope of healing again and again. No matter how many backlashes you might have experienced. Let's just give God a chance, and we give Him a chance by really holding on to Him. With both hands. Wholeheartedly. And let us just every once in a while take a few breaths together with God. Let us imagine we're just breathing love, this unconditional love of the Divine throughout our entire system. I'm sorry, I just have to pause for a second. I'll be back right away. Okay, I'm back again. There really was this time in my life when I could, I just couldn't walk anymore. And it was getting worse and worse and worse, and it lasted over years. And first I was walking on canes, first on one cane, then on two canes, then I would very often be sitting in a wheelchair. And I tried to go and see all kinds of doctors, but nobody really could help me, even though they tried. I'm sure they tried and tried their best, but it was not possible for this certain disease of mine to find a good solution. And I went all over the place looking for healing support through healers, or through spiritual teachers, or satsang teachers. And even though there really were some good teachers that I got in contact with, none of them really was able to help me. And I also went to all kinds of churches. We have all those, like in the States too, we have all those free churches here in Germany too. And I went to different free churches and went to healing sessions that they gave. And some of them really were successful in certain situations with certain people, but it didn't help me. It just didn't help me. And then eventually, I ran across this Course in Miracles again, and I found it wonderful, or I was guided to a wonderful teacher here in Germany, Michael Osterreich, and he really tried to help me, and he really tried to get me to realize that it was not a question of my body being sick. It was not a question of my body's healing. It was a question of my mind's healing. And it took him pretty long until he sort of got that through to me, but he was very, very, very consistent, and he would have never just let me go or dropped me. He was very consistent in his help. And this is what eventually really helped me. But I had to get to this point where I just started to apply these lessons, these insights, not just read them, not just repeat them, just to apply them. And it was, if somebody had told me in those days that I'm not applying it, I wouldn't have known what he meant. Until eventually, really, this one day came where I said to myself, and I didn't do the course in those days, I just want to be happy immediately. Immediately. And I want to be as healthy again as ever possible. And this willpower, I never even knew that I had it. Just the moment I really applied it or activated it, I knew I had it. But before that, I was just really, there was so much doubting in me. And so much negativity still going on in my mind. And so much just not wanting to understand, because I wanted to die and get a better chance. And I didn't realize that dying wouldn't have really made a change, because it's our minds where the change takes place. So we better really make those changes in our minds right now and right here and right in the middle of our bodies, of our physical experience. Because that's where we experience ourselves. And then when I really just applied this one thought, I want to be happy. I didn't even believe in God in those days. But this came from a place of I, which was no longer my ego I. It was a place where this eternal I dwells. That we all share. God's eye. And then very quickly the course came up again in my life, and I was just so thankful that it was there. And I really realized that in every word, even if there are still words in it or passages in it that seem to sound too complicated to me, or I don't get them, I just know it is true, and I know its source is our source. And this Course in Miracles is one of these wonderful ropes of God that we can, if we want to, hold on to. And we need a rope to get out of our mud holes. There's no way of getting out by ourselves. Maybe we get out for a little while because some wonderful medicine suddenly shows up and it helps us for, say, 20 years or 30 years or 40 years or 50 years. And then what? Then we get older and older and older, and eventually we'll just realize, well, it's not the health of my body that really was the problem. The problem was that I actually wanted to find out through this disease who I am and where my source is. So that death and the grave and the seeming ending of life just really doesn't have any hold on me anymore whatsoever. This is what Jesus teaches us, not only through the Course, also in various churches, various people in church, they talk about that. That's what he's trying to teach us. We are spiritual beings. We are one with our source. That's what Jesus wants us to realize. And the more we apply this realization, the healthier really we will become, and the more helpful for other people we will become. And of course, the happier. Because really, if we're able to laugh at death right in the face, that's the best laugh you can have. So, I'll just repeat this this beautiful lesson once again. God goes with me wherever I go. God goes with me wherever I go. And this is really true, believe me. Today's idea will eventually overcome completely the sense of loneliness and abandonment all the separated ones experience. Depression is an inevitable consequence of separation. So are anxiety, worry, a deep sense of helplessness, misery, suffering, and intense fear of loss. The separated ones have invented many cures for what they believe to be the ills of the world. But the one thing they do not do is, and there you see this tremendous sense of humor that Jesus has, the one thing they do not do is to question the reality of the problem. Yet, its effects cannot be cured because the problem is not real. The idea for today has the power to end all this foolishness forever. And foolishness it is, despite the serious and tragic forms it may take. Deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the world. It will cure all sorrow and pain and fear and loss because It will heal the mind that thought these things were real and suffered out of its allegiance to them. God goes with me wherever I go. How can I be alone when God always goes with me? How can I be doubtful and unsure of myself when perfect certainty abides in Him? How can I be disturbed by anything when He rests in me in absolute peace? How can I suffer when love and joy surround me through Him? Let me not cherish illusions about myself. I am perfect because God goes with me wherever I go. Yes, if anyone of you would like to read this up again, this is lesson 41 from A Course in Miracles. Okay, my dear ones, I very much thank you for being able to share this beautiful teaching of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit with all of you. And I wish you all the very best. And I'll just turn this microphone off and over. Okay, bye-bye, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Christoph Ingen. And I did record this in case your recording didn't turn out okay, and because I do play these as well, and thank you for sending me the one from last week.